iemand tzadikal op met deze. Omer leerotino door Rashi. Mi omer op Jochen en Hachi. Rashi en mi omer op Jochen en Hachi. Aloha krypshin. Vafilu irvu. Did op Jochen in fact say that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, even if each chotzer made an Eruv, or each gag made an Eruv by itself, still you're allowed to carry from chotzer to chotzer. And we're not afraid that you'll carry kelim that originated in the house from chotzer to chotzer. The chatzeros are shusachas. And it doesn't make a difference if the batim and chatzeros are made an Eruv or not. Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says halacha is always like a stam mishnah. Usnan kosel shebein shtei chatzeros gavo asora v'roche v'arboa maharvim shnayim v'heim maharvim echad. And the stam mishnah says, which Rabbi Yochanan zachora holds like, that you have a wall between two chatzeros that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Maharvim shnayim v'heim maharvim echad. So they can't make an eruv together because they have this mechitza separating them. So they make each one makes a separate eruv for itself, and they can't carry it through the holes in the wall between the two chatzeros. Hayu barosho peros, but lechora they should be able to carry, according to Rav Shimon, kelim that were in the chatzer when Shabbos came in from one to the other. We'll see 1 second if you can or not. Are you barosho peros? If on the top of this wall there were peros, elu olim mikan ba'ochlim, elu olim mikan ba'ochlim. So they're both allowed to go up on top of the wall and eat the peros. Uvilvad shol yolidu lemata. But they're not allowed to take the peros, the chora, from the top of the wall into their chotzer. Now the wall, since it's 4 tefachim wide, has a din of another chotzer. So here's a chotzer.
What?
Here's a chotzer that they didn't make an eruv with, and they're not allowed to take from one chotzer into the other. Mashmei says, what's it called? So you see from here, Stam Mishnah, that says Beferish, that you can't take from a chotzer to a chotzer. And it's talking where each chotzer made an eruv independently. So the chora, the reason is, because we're afraid that you'll take from kelim in the house to the wall, or from the land, and not just from the peris that's on the wall, or peris that were in the chotzer up to the wall. So Mara says, no, my lamata, lamata labatim. You could take it into the chotzer, because the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if they made an eruv, it doesn't make a difference. And here the Stam Mishnah is just telling me you can't take it from the wall into the house, but into the chotzer's mother. Aiva, Tani Rakhia, Uvivad Shol Yeze Omeid Bimkom of Ochel, the Ze Omeid Bimkom of Ochel. The Chora Rakhia said a braisa on this Mishnah that it's taka not talking where you brought it into the house, but you can't bring it down into the chotzer and eat it in your chotzer. You have to remain on top of the wall. Omerlei v'chi Rebbe lo shmo Rakhia menayin lo. If Rebbe didn't say that in the Mishnah, that's the pshat, and the easiest way to learn the Mishnah, lamata could mean lamata labatim. So who said that Reb Chiya is what you called is authoritative? It's a mistake. And Echanani Rebbe never meant that. And when Reb Yochanan learned this Mishnah, he learned it not like Reb Chiya. Not that he argues on Reb Chiya, he holds that Rebbe learned it differently. And Menela, what's it called? Even though Halach is like Stam Mishnah, he still holds that if they made an Eruv, makes no difference, and you're allowed to carry from Chatzar to Chatzar, even if the Chatzar itself has an Eruv with the houses.
What
about before? What about
before?
Which sheet?
The sheet that you're allowed to bring it down to the Chatzar.
The Gemara had a machlokas before how it's talking. Now the Gemara wasn't hogeya to this shaila. Now the Gemara brings it down. Look at the Rabbi Yochanan. No, because here we have a new machlokas on Moroyim that this mission now has hogeya to. Over there was hogeya to this shaila. The Gemara took it from other aspects. Right, let's go on. Rashi. ובלבד שלא יורידו למטה על מאוס ולהוד שמחות של החברתו. שישי אמר לה תתק פרמון חוצה תדיעודר. זה אי אמרס בשלמה בעירבו עשר או כמדה לא בעירבו. אבל השתו במאי תוקמה. So if you hold that when there's an heir of its asr, when there's no heir of its mutter, so that's fine. Then you can understand Rav Shimon like that. But if even be'irvu is mutter, then what's this Mishnah talking about? It can't be talking about lo irvu, it can't be talking about irvu. So what is it talking about? Shelo yeze omi bin koma v'karkoi sachotzer. Rav Chiya learned b'therish that it's not talking from the kosel to the chot, to the house, but from the kosel to the chotzer. Loshen achar, she has their omid bin komor gassinon, the arosh ha-kosel komor. Right? They have to stay on the wall. Not shelo yiyye. But they can't move past the wall. Mashma, not even into the chotzer. The chi Rebbe lo shno, the Mishnah zu Mishnah seinu, if Rebbe didn't say this Mishnah the way Reb Chiya said, Reb Chiya should see there v'sosa v'sapraisa v'talmidu v'ayim v'nayin lo. Zaperish. Reb Chiya learned from Rebbe. And if Rebbe didn't say it, where did Reb Chiya get from it? The Matistam Rebbe was a Sosam Rebbe Masnisam Babakim Komer. Shalom Yorid Mirosh HaKosel, Yolik Leveso. So the Mela Reb Chiya, Reb Yochanan wasn't Choshish for Reb Chiya said, and he learned this Mishnah differently. He learned it Kipshuto, that it's talking bringing it from the Kosel to the house. But in Achinami, into the Kosel would be Mutter, even if they made an Erev. Itmar. Shtei chatzeros v'chur ba'achas b'neim. Rashi learns, chur ba'achas b'neim, lo shno shalahem v'lo shno shalachir. You have two chatzeros that open into a common churva. The churva is a dilapidated building, and it doesn't make a difference who it belongs to. It could belong to a third party, it could belong to these two chatzeros, makes no difference. To open a krip shimen, she'en chilek rishus ela b'batim. Reb Shimon holds the only difference in Rishuyos is two different houses that belong to two different people. Two tnoim, like we said before. But if it's anything but a house where the dira is not that kavua, there's no difference between Rishuyos. Gagos, marpesos, everything is one Rishuyos, even if it belongs to different people. Ukigod, shena putzer, Rishuyos Arabim. And the churv is only open into these two chatzeros and not into Rishuyos Arabim. So now, achas irva, b'achas lo irva. One of these chatzeros made an eruv of itself, the houses in the chatzer made an eruv between themselves, and the other one, chatzer B, didn't make an eruv. Rav Huna, nosin oso v'zu shelo irvu. So Rav Huna said, and Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, Rav Huna said that we give that churva to the one that didn't make an eruv. They can make use of it. But the one that did make an Eruv, the Chora can't make use of it. So we give it to the one who didn't make an Eruv, and we let it be an extension of them, and not considered part of the other one, of the She'ir Velo, but not to the one that made an Eruv. Why? Because we're afraid that the one that made an Eruv can bring their Kalim from their houses into the Chatzah. And they wouldn't be allowed to bring their Kalim into the Chorva. But the one that didn't make an Eruv is not going to have Kalim of the house in the Chatzar. So they can bring their other Kalim, because it's not Shriach, the Kalim of the Bayah should be in the Chatzar. They don't have an Eruv. The Chia Barav Omar, and Chia Barav said differently. Afa She'irva, Ushteya Masuros. And Chia Barav said no. You give it to both of them equally. Because both of them could really bring their Kalim into it. Even the one that had an Eruv. And they're both there for Asim. Because they have a common place that they both open into, which they're Asir to. The Im Tomar Shtei Mutaros. And if you'll say that what he meant to say is you give it to both of them, and both of them are Mutar, to bring their Kalim into the Churva, Mipnei Mahi Nosin Chosir Shalo Irva, the chaser she'irva, and what's the reason you give it to the one second. Okay, so in the case of the churva, right, could be that they're both mutter, And it's still different than the case of the Chatzeros, right? The case of the Chatzeros, if they one made an Erev and the other one didn't, then the one that didn't can bring their, they can carry from their Chatzer to the other Chatzer. But the one that did can't carry from their Chatzer to the other. Why? Because we're afraid that they'll bring Kalim that were in the house into the other Chatzer. By the Churva, we're not afraid of that. Why? The case of the Churba is different. Even if you hold that Rav holds that if they made an Eruv, it's Asher to carry from Chatzar to Chatzar, even Kalim that were in the Chatzar. Because we're afraid that they'll carry Kalim that were in the Bayis. And it's Shriach to have Kalim from the Bayis in the Chatzar, because they made an Eruv. But even Rav would hold, if according to Chia Barav, according to that pshat, that they're both mutter, would hold over here, even Rav would be mutter to take the Kalim from the Chatzar, that were in the Chatzar, when Shabbos came in, to the other Chatzar, even if they have an Eruv. And we're not afraid you're going to take Kalim from the Bayis into the other Chatzar. Why? Because in a Chatzar, where you're talking about two Chatzeros, one next to the other, and one made an Eruv, whether you can carry Kalim of the Chatzar into the other Chatzar, they were afraid. Because Kalim that originally were in the Bayis could conceivably be put in another Chatzar because they're protected there. People do that. But nobody leaves their Kalim from the Bayis into a Churva because it's not protected. So we're not afraid that Kalim that were in the house, protected, and now we're in the Chatzar, are going to be brought into a Churva. That we're not gozer. Because it's not mistaber that somebody's going to leave their kalim in a churva. But in another chatzar, people leave their kalim. Ikadi Amrei, some learn this differently. Chia Barav Omer Achla She'irva. Chia Barav said Beferish. That even the one that made an Eruv, you're allowed to, what's it called, the churva is accessible to that one. Ushtei Mutaris. They're both mutar. Both of them can carry into their churva. In Tomar Shtem Asuros, and if you want to say no, just the opposite. They're both awesome. But Vishay knows the Chatzar Shalo Irva, the Chatzar Shirva, because the Chatzar Shalo Irva is not accessible to the Chatzar that is a Irva, and the place in between is accessible to both. So Mela, they're both awesome. Hossam, Kimi, the Menatri, Mani, the Bagdim, the Chatzar, the Shari, the Rabbon, the Hossi, the Fuke, the Churva, the Menatri. Right? And the reason is because we're not gozer by a churva, the same gzera we make by a chatzar. A chatzar, we're afraid that you'll take kalim that were in the house and put it in the other chatzar. Therefore, we ask her even the kalim that weren't in the other house, where there was an eruv. But by a churva, we're not afraid you're going to leave, put kalim that were in the house into a churva because they're not protected. It's your Rashi. Omrav Huna Nostim Hachurva Lazu. Hachurva Achas Minayam, we said. Achas Irva Liatzma, Ushkrifi Mani Debatim Begava. One made an Eruv, and therefore it's usual to have Kalim that originated in the house in this Chatzim. Omrav Huna Nostim Hachurva Lazu Shalo Irva. Lahotzi La Kalim. So we give it, the Hachurva, to the one that didn't make an Eruv. Lahotzi La Kalim Shishatzu Bechatzim. And they can carry Kalim that originated in the Chatzar when Shabbos came into the Churva. Because it's not Shriach for there to be Kalim that originated in the house in the Chatzar because they don't have an Erev. But we don't give the Churva to the one that had made the Erev because we're afraid they'll bring Kalim that originated in the house into the Churva, and that's awesome. The Rav Huna, Talmid of the Rav. Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. The Amar Halacha, Rav Shimon, B'Shelo Irvu. Who said the Halacha is only like Rav Shimon if they didn't make an Eruv. Because then we're not afraid that if you carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, that you'll carry Kalim that originated in the house. Because it's not Shriach to have those kind of Kalim in the Chatzar. But if they did make an Eruv, then it's Asher. Aval Irvu lo. The Chia Barav Omar, Afle Shirva. And Chia Barav said, even if they made an Erev. Ani shamati mi Abba afa she'erev anos ninosa. I heard from my father, Rav, that in this case, he would agree that you're allowed to carry into the Chorva Kalim that were in the Chatzar, that made an Erev, right, that were in the Chatzar when Shabbos came in, not the ones that were in the house, and we're not afraid that you'll end up carrying Kalim that were in the house. Umidaiti ani mefarish, tahay da'amar Abba, af l'she'irva lesor ishtayim. Since my father held that the one that's made an Erev is Asher, this is the first Lashon, so mistama he meant they're both Asher. The gozer lo irva atu irva, that he went even one step further. Since we're not allowing the one that made an Erev to carry into the Chorva or into another Chatzar, we're not going to let the one that didn't make an Erev carry either. Because we're afraid if the one that sees, that who made the Erev, sees the other one carrying, they'll do the same thing. And then we're afraid they'll take from the Batim. And if you want to ask a kasha, the Chorus Gzera, the Gzera, no, it's all one big Gzera. The Gozer lo irva to irva. The mafki hani legavoa hani nani asu mafki. The im tomar, the masher shamati, afle shirva hatukomar. And if you'll say that that was what I heard from my father, that he said you can even carry from the one that made the Erev into the Chorba, he meant it, that's mutter. Both are mutter. Kamar Abba, the Shtei Mutaros, the Lo Gozer Abba, the Irva, Mishumani de Batim, Kashali Benilsad Abba. If that's the pshat that I heard from my father, then it doesn't make sense. Because I know my father held that when they made an Erev, Rav Shimon holds, you can't carry from the Chatzar into another Chatzar. So why over here should it be mutter to carry from the Chatzar for both of them into the Chorba? Tomer Lael, Halacha Krib Shimon, Vahu Shalo Irvu. Avo Irvu Lo, Nivne Ma'in Nosen Chatzar, Shalo Irvu Lechatzar Shehirva, Tachnis Keleha, Lato Chaverta, Lato Tzie. Halo Gozara, Bechorba. Just like we see over here, why can't you do it over there? Kolomer, Noi Nami, the Tishanili, the Hadomer Rav Lael, Avo Irvu Lo, Modohu, the Osa Shalo Irvu, Machnesis Amotzia Keleha, Lato Shehirva. And even if you'll say, okay, the Rav didn't make that gzera, that the one that didn't make an Erev can't carry because the one that did make an Erev. That's not. But at least the one that made an Erev should be Asher. D'alo shriche bo b'shlo irva mani debatim, v'yafagad de b'ha shriche lo chayshinan, d'stamak ki mishtamish inish b'moni didei mishtamish lo b'chavrei. Usually people are mishtamish with their kelim, not with other people's kelim. So we're not going to be kosher one chotzer after the other chotzer. Miu kashili, am I osher abba kishirva, lahachnis l'shalo irva, halo gosher l'gabi churva. If you're going to tell me that what my father meant, that they're both mutter, then why, if he wasn't kosher by churva, that the one that made an Erev shouldn't be allowed to carry their kelim into the churva, right? Why was he kosher by chotzer? Mar says, no, it's a very good reason. Why a chotzer and a chorva are different. Chosem kima de minter kolomar afle she'irva tekomar rav lehet tekomar. In a chanami. By the chorva, Rav held that they're both mutter to carry into the chorva. The gabi chatzeros amai gozer, but by two chatzeros, he did ask her, the one that made an error. Why? Mishum de kiva de menatri kelim b'chotzer shchichi lafuke moni tuva. Since in the chotzer, kelim are protected, so it's shchiyah for people to carry a lot of kelim into their chotzer from their house. Now there's a lot of kelim of the house in the chotzer. There's a chash that they may carry it into the other chotzer. V'chayshinon dilma machalti mani debatim v'mani dechotzer. People get mixed up and they will confuse the kelim that originated in the house with the kelim that originated in the chotzer when Shabbos came in. And they'll carry the kelim that originated in the house into the other chotzer. Umafki lechaverto, shari nishmorim gam besocha. And they'll carry it into the other chotzer because the chotzer is a protected place. So it's both shchiach to bring kelim into the chotzer and to bring them in another chotzer. Aval b'churba lo avidi bo inshi lafuki moni tuva. But by a churva, people don't bring a lot of kelim into a churva because it's not a protected place. So there it's lo shchiach bichlal that people should take their kelim into the chorva. So they weren't kosher. since anyway, Kalim that were in the Chatzar are mutter. It's only that we're afraid you'll confuse Kalim that were in the bias with Kalim in the Chatzar. And people don't bring that many Kalim from a Chatzar into a Churva. So we're not gozer. Ikedi Amrei, Chia Barav, Omar, Aflashi, Yervosh, Demu, Toros, Din Tomas, Dem Asuras. He said the opposite way. So what I heard from my father is that they're both mutter. And even if you'll say that they're both usher, the time of Mishum the Shaminu the Laba, the Kamar, Aval Irvulo, Alma Al Korchach, Afilu the Chakto, and they'll say the Abba, Laok me Lahai the Osir, Mishi Irvulo, the Osir, the Talco Kileo, the Tob Shalo Irvulo. Even if you'll say that what I heard from my father is that they're both usher, so you'll understand that my father goes according to his Shita, that just like you can't carry from a Chatzar that made an Erev into the other Chatzar, because we're afraid you'll carry Kalim up the house. So here the same thing. Can't carry from the Chatzar that made the Erev into the Churva, because we're afraid you'll carry Kalim that originated in the house. Abba Shalom Irva Muteris, Vatosha Irva, Shaminan, what's it called? But the Maisa by the Chatzeros, my father never said that it's Asher to carry from the one that didn't make an Erev into the other one. There he says Mutter. Why by the Churva should they both be Asher? Shamin and Mia, they know some shlo irva l'shirva. Amu gazer be irva, mishum mani de batim, uvechorva nami, al karcha she irva suraba. The chiomar abba, the avinu lo tarvayu, li sura kamar lo domios. Well, it's not the same thing. How am I to my father say le isser and asser both of them? Well, by the chatseros, the only asser, the one that made the eru. Well, he says, no. Hashem gabe chatseros, kiva de minatri mani bechatser, bechadero bechadero, avidi lafuki le mani tuva, bechayshinen, de lo lepik lo mani de batim. Aval chor balo. In a chanam, it can't be that he made said both are asser, elamais and their mutter. So why is the case of the chorba different than the case of the chatseros? By the chorba you're allowed to carry, even from the one that made an eruv. And by the batim, not. Difference is, a chorba people don't bring kalim into because they're not protected. And a chatzer they do. Chosim gabi chatzeros, kivet emanatri mani b'chatzer chadero, kibachatzero avidi lafuki lamani tuba, b'chayshin et alefek lamani debatim, avar chorba lo. Mishnah. Gag godol somach legag lekot. Same case we had before. You have a big gag that opens into a small one. But the big gag is wider than the small one. So the configuration of the mechitzos, whether there are mechitzos or not, but if they're outside mechitzos, are minker. Because you say gurasik. And it's not talking where there's an overhang over the roof that covers the mechitzos. So you have this configuration. You have three sides of the big roof. Then the sides go in to the width of the small roof. And then they go out again with another three sides. That's a small roof. Okay? So you have three big sides. Two sides go in, right? Because the width of the small one is less. So you have the two sides of the big roof where that connect into the small one. And then the small one comes out. So it's, what's it called? Four partial walls. Three full walls. And then the partial ones with an opening to the small one, and the small one has its three. So it's as if there's mechitzas all around, except the small one opens completely into the big one. There's no side walls there. It's a complete opening. And the big one has two side walls and an opening, and the opening is less than 10 amas, so that's a Pesach. So the big one to the small one has a separation, a Pesach. So the big one's mutter, and the small one opens totally into the big one, and they didn't make an Erev together. The small one's also. The picture. In any case, is the picture that we had many times already. It's probably not even here. It's before. It doesn't have to have the mechitzas. Here's the mechitzas with two coming in. So from the big one to the small one, this is not a total opening. It's closed off partially here and here. and therefore this is a Pesach. The small one, on the other hand, has only a total opening into here. There's no side. These sides are outside the small one. And like we said, since these are not real mechitzas, these are what's it called, just gurasim. It's just imaginary mechitzas, but the nicker, we don't say, lechi hanira shebechutz, is considered as if it's bifnit. And if it's talking where there's mamish mechitzos, then it's talking where these walls extend into the big one, so these outside ones are completely irrelevant. So what we have is, the big one has a Pesach into the small one, with two of the sides closed off partially, and the small one opens totally into the big one with no sides at all. When you're in the small one, all you see is the big one. You don't see these sides. So it opens totally. It's porous to a makom that there's no eruv, and therefore it's asr. So the small one is asr in the big one. The big one's mutter in the small one. Both big ones mutter, not in the small one. It's mutter, and because this Pesach divides the big one from the small one, but there's no Pesach dividing the small one from the big one, because it's porous b'milua. It's open completely. Rashi, Hagadol Mutter, Lahachnis Lo Kli Abayis, Shulamata, the Ein B'nei Katan Osmula. The top, the big one is Mutter, and you can take Kalim from the Bayis and bring them up to the roof, because their Erev, what's it called, is okay. And the cotton, even though it opens into the little one, and they don't have an Erev with the little one, there's a door that separates, a door opening that separates. The opening into the small one is a Pesach. The Shori Begifufe, since there are two sides to that Pesach that are closed off. When you're standing in the big chatzar, what do you see? You see one side, right, closed off, the side, the width that's more than the small one, and the other side of the building. And then that rest is open. So what do you have? A wall that's partially closed on both sides with an opening in the middle. That's a Pesach. If it's less than 10 amos, then it separates between the small one and the big one. The kagon to ain't appear to yosem yeser. Abu cotton osir lo laotzi kli abayis, but the cotton's osir, because it's parots totally to a place that it's osir to, the big one. And there are no small, when you're standing in the small one, what do you see? Only the big one in front of you. You don't see a Pesach with something on the side, because those things are outside your chatzah completely. The bnei gadol asri yovei. The nifritz will be milua. The small ones open totally into the big one. And it's not a Pesach. It's part of the milua. The divrei hakoli. This is according to everybody. The filler of Meir, the omer gagim, reshus achas, ela lakulam sheshavsu besokha, the kalim sheshavsu besokha. Even Rav Meir, who holds that gagim that are equal, that are on the same level, are one reshus, that's only for the kalim that are in the chutz, and carry from one to the other. You can't carry from the houses onto the God. Right? The chatzeres of one reshus. The God is carrying from the house into the chatzer, even though everybody holds that the chatzeres of one reshus, that's for kalim that were in the chatzer, not for kalim that were in the house. The little one doesn't ask for the big one if they made an Eruv, right? Because they're not open into a place that's Aser. They have a Pesach between them and that place. But the little one is open totally into the one that's Aser to them, and therefore they can't even carry in their own chutz, even if they made an Eruv. So Mar says, Lamali Lamisnei Tarti. Why do we need two Mishnahis? One about the case of the big God and the small God, which is exactly the same case as the big chotzer and the small chotzer. Right? Because both of them are considered dead mechitzas because they're good asif. So what's the chiddush? So Mar says, L'Rav, Ktani God, Dumya the chotzer. According to Rav, You need the Mishnah of the Gag to tell me, or you need the Mishnah of the Chotzer to tell me that the Mishnah of the Gag is talking with the Mechitzes. That you can see. Just like the Chotzer has Mechitzes around it, so too the Gag is talking where the Mechitzes are visible. Meaning that there's no overhang over the roof. So the walls of the houses, if you look down, you see the wall. So then we say good asik. So then it's considered imaginary, as if there's walls all around the Gag, and it becomes exactly like the case of the Chotzer with walls around it. And the walls, again, are in the configuration, three walls, a little bit moving in, and then out again. So that's according to Rav. That's why you need the case of the Chotzer, to tell me that the case of the Gag is talking where the Mechitzes are nicker. Because Rav holds that mechitzas that are not nikkur are not considered mechitzas. Avkad nomi minkra mechitzta. Ulu Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that even mechitzas that are not nikkur are also good. So why do you need both cases? Right? Both of them have mechitzas. Even a mechitzas that's not nikkur is okay. Why can't you learn one case from the other? Why do you need both of them? Ulu Shmuel, Gag dum yedachotze. No, you need the case of Gag to tell me the case of Chotzer, Ma Chotzer de Kodarsi lo Rabin, Afgad Nomi de Kodarsi lo Rabin. Because according to Shmuel, if it wouldn't be that there's a lot of people going from one Gag to the other, then the Mechitza, there'll be an imaginary Mechitza between the two Gags. Because the houses are just connected, but they're not one roof. There's a crack between them. So the Mechitzas of the bottom would come up, and then there'd be a total separation between the small one and the big one. Because no, it's like a chotzer. But chotzer is constant traffic both ways. And by an imaginary mechitza that's not nicker, even Shmuel holds, if it's Darsi Barabin, if Rabin go over it, it's Mavakal that mechitza. Even though Rabin are not Mavakal a real mechitza, they're Mavakal an imaginary mechitza. So it's talking in such a case, just like by the chotzer. That's why we have the case of the chotzer, to tell me that the case of the Gag is similar. Just like by a chotzer, there's constant traffic between the two. By the Gagos also, there's constant traffic. Because if there wouldn't be constant traffic, each one would be mutter by itself. Because it would be an imaginary mechitza separating them. Okay, Rashi. Tarte, chotzer, the Gag. Why do you need two mishnayos? One by the chotzer, one by the Gag. Ma chotzer de minkra mechitzta, shari yishla mechitzos. Just like the chotzer has real mechitzos, av Gag, noi nomi de sharin lei, but mechitzos tachtonos, vishum grasik. Even though the Gag doesn't have real mechitzos, it has only imaginary mechitzos because of good hasik, because we extend the walls of the houses upward. Mihu, mechitzos nikoros boina. It has to be similar to the chotzer where you can see the mechitzos. Meaning that there's no overhang on the roof that if you look down, you don't see the walls of the house. Like Rav holds, if it's not nikkur, then we don't say gudasik, and the Gag would not have mechitzes. The God will not be usher. Then no shu mechitzes. Then the God would also be usher, because there's no mechitzes. It's totally open into Rosh Hashanah. Because she ain't no mechitzes, ain't Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't have any mechitzas, it's parutz to whatever, to the air, which is a rabbi. Kol gagim shalayim chalokim hayu v'lo mushupoy. Their gagos were flat, not slanted like our roofs. Ule Shmuel, da'om rafilo lo minkra, amrina gudasik. According to Shmuel, you can't say that's the reason, because Shmuel holds even if the mechitzas are not visible. They're still good. You still say gudasik. So why let's say two mishnayos? The machotzer the darsi lo rabim af gag. Hi, the tani cotton osher mishum the darsi rabim. Just like the chotzer, there's constant traffic between them, and people are walking over the middle. So to over here, even though in the Gag, according to Shmuel, there's an imaginary mechitza that's not nicker between the two houses that are mamish right next to each other. But we still consider the walls of the house going up. That's only if there's not traffic over that. But since it's like the chotzer, that there's traffic, it's mevatel that mechitza, and the nail of the small one is opened into the big one. But if there wouldn't be traffic, like by a chotzer, then the, what's it called, the a small one would be mutter, because there'd be a mechitza that separates between the small one and the big one. The habile mechitza tachtona should be neyem mechitza nedreses. V'lo motzi l'meikar v'asuka. We don't say good asik by the mechitza nedreses. But if there wouldn't be constant traffic both ways, af cotton shorty, the cotton would also be mutter. The amrinin good asik, the toxic a mechitza b'neiyah. We'd say good asik, and that mechitza between the small one, the big one, would be a bona fide mechitza to separate the two, and the small one would not be pasuach nifrats b'miluo to the big one, and it'd be mutter since they made an error for themselves. Even though it's covered up, you can't see, you can't look down and see the wall of the house, it doesn't make a difference. Shmuel holds that mechitza lo minkra is also mechitza. Okay, Yosef Rabba Rab Zera Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, the Yosef Abaye Gabayu. They were all sitting and learning, Rabba Rab Zera and Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, and Abaye was also sitting there. The Yashli the Kamre, and they said the following: Shmami nomi masnisan, diure gedola biktana, vein diure ktana bigdola. You see from the Mishnah that the small one, the way Rashi learns, is diure gedola moshlin biktana, moshlin osletzla. The big one is what's it called? The small one becomes like a pesach for the big one, and it draws the big one to be considered part of it. It's considered like its entrance. But the big one isn't drawn by the small one. The small one is drawn into the big one, and it becomes like part of the big one. But the big one doesn't become part of the small one. Vein diure ketana moshlin bigdola lemoshlin etzla. Therefore, the big one is mutter, and the small one is aser, because the small one is pasuach to the big one. But the big one is considered, the small one is considered part of the big one. So what? So Ketzah, so that's what we learn from here, this cloud. So if you have other halachas, there'll be no geya. So the small one be considered part of the big one. But the big one not being considered part of the small one, those halachas would also be relevant. What are they? Ketzah. Gifonim bigdola, asur lezruah saktana. If you have gifonim in the big chatzah. So normally you'd be allowed to be marchik for tvachim, and what's it called, and plant wheat. And it's not considered kilai, because there's a separation between the big one and the small one. I mean, four amas. You could separate four amas and plant. But if you have gifonim in the big one, and less than four amas away from the opening of the small one, but more than four amas away from the big one, in other words, let's say it's three amas away from the gefonim, and an ama away from the opening of the small one, you can't plant wheat there. Why? Because the small one is considered mamish part of the big one. So there's no four amas anymore. The three amas between the pesach and the gefonim is bottled. It's as if this is mamish in the big one. So if you have four amas separating between that and the opening to the small one, so it's as if it's in the big one, four amas away. But if there's only one amas separating, or up to three amas, right, then it's mamish considered like it's in the big one, and there's no more four amas. Because what's separating from that till the gefonim is nothing. Because it's considered mamish like it's contiguous with the big one. So therefore it's also the mizar and the zarin and zarim asur. And if you did plant it, it's kilayim. That's also Rashi. Asur lizroes haktana, the command to have iktana kula besoch gedola. It's as if the small one is completely contained within the big one. So gedola adami. Afilu marchik arba amas menakfamim. Gefonim. Even if you have a space of four amas between the gefonim and what you're planting, the wheat. Shafilu besoch gedola mutter. If there was four amas between the gefonim and the wheat, even inside the gedola, we'd mutter. Mutter laharchik v'zroa, hacha aser, here'll be aser. Diktorim as nisen, et ne shige pischa shum gedola, al makula techar pesach mashvila. So if there's not four amas between where you're planting the wheat and the opening of the small one, that's not going to be good. Because that then is going to be considered like it's transposed into the big one, and you don't have four amas anymore. Kifarim utarim, toim diure ketana, most of the gedola, but the opposite way around is mutar. Because the big one is not considered inside the small one. The small one's considered inside the big one.